Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've shared on a previous segment, you know, regarding Chris's love for animals, and particularly dogs. And we know that he's had several dogs here recently.
Several.
And there's a new one that's coming to the family. I mean, there's a new one that's coming.
On its way.
On its way, a German Shepherd. A nice one. A rare one. But also, I just found out.
On sale.
It's on sale. One of a kind.
50% off.
rare breed.
One of a kind.
I think they're flying it in.
I think it's going to be imported.
Is it imported?
China.
It's a special German Shepherd. I actually think it speaks German. I'm not sure. But I didn't know that he's always had a fondness for dogs. I mean, even when he was younger. What happened at Second
Street?
Which
is amazing to me that he didn't want to get near a dog after being traumatized.
Was he traumatized? What happened? What happened? Talk to us. I mean, what happened at Second Street? Because he went from, well, there's the dog years. There was another dog that mysteriously, all I can say is Gulf Beach Highway. All I know is gone.
I can't talk about those dogs.
You can't talk.
I don't know what.
Then there was one pug, two pugs.
Yeah.
Now the German Shepherd. But there's been a history of dogs. And I talk to us here because I'm standing beside myself here. Help me get some clarity here.
Well, when we were kids, we did have a very large dog. It was a Great Dane.
Oh, cool. Great Dane.
Yeah. Holy. He was probably 150 pounds. He was not a small
horse.
Not a small dog. Yeah, a small horse, actually.
You had a horse. Okay.
And one day, and it was probably wintertime, he's outside with the dog.
Chris is outside with the Great Dane.
Yep. He's probably 3 or 4 years old. He wasn't very big. And me and my mother were actually standing in the kitchen looking out the window, and all of a sudden we see Chris just, we had this old sailboat too, was in the yard. I see Chris running behind the sailboat. You know, he had this hoodie thing on. And then all of a sudden I see the dog chasing him.
The 150 pound.
The 150 dog. Yeah. Great Dane. 150 pound dog. And then all of a sudden, you see the dog come out the other end with Chris in his mouth. He had him by the hoodie, dragging him across the yard. And my mother just starts screaming. I mean, she's like, oh, my God, he's eating my son. And I'm laughing. I'm like, I'm like, look at that. That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
And you would think, you know, the boy would be traumatized for life. You know, just dogs. No, I don't do dogs.
Yeah. But
that didn't happen.
Yep. Now, how many dogs? I mean, most people, one or two dogs in their lifetime, maybe three. But how many dogs has your brother? I mean, we got to figure this out because
to be honest with you, there's been so many. I cannot keep count.
Wow.
I cannot keep count with all these dogs.
I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't hear what you said.
We just want to put it out there. We want to put it out there that if you want to give away a dog, We know someone who loves dogs. You know, it doesn't matter that they have four or five of them in the house. They'll take a sixth one, and he'll love them.
He will.
He will love them.
For a period of time.
Then there will be a...
and then there'll be a vacancy for another dog.
That's right.
We don't know what happens to the dogs afterwards. They never are mentioned ever again. But, you know, maybe we can do an investigative reporting and find out for you.
All right. Minds want to know.
Do we have a name for the German Shepherd yet? Has that been...
Not sure yet. I'm sure it'll be unique.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Francis. We got Francis, right? What's the other one?
Aunt Francis.
France?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
I heard that there was a second pug because I know of Francis, but then there was Samson.
No. Samson's my wife's dog.
Correct. Yeah. Notice how we added that in there. And he's like, that's my wife's dog. Yes. We throw that out.
Yeah, I don't claim him.
We saw him cooing over those dogs.
Yes.
We saw that.
They grew up, so there's no reason to coo anymore.
But he will violently put a Saints jersey on him. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's my son.
Was there a second pug? Because I don't know about the second pug.
Oh yeah, we've covered that extensively. We don't want to rehash that. I don't want, you know.
There's not enough time.
There's not enough time and tears of flow. Tears of flow. We don't want to do that. But we just want to say, hey, listen, we love dogs. I mean, Chris loves dogs, and if you needed to give one away. I mean, we know the guy in the family for you. I mean,
speaking of dogs,
how
many do you have now?
Well, I have two. I have
but you
two
used
dogs.
To have three.
You used to have three.
But I still want to know what
I've
happened
never,
to this third dog.
I've what never happened to had, the third one?
I've never
she
had,
just vanished. I mean, this cute little dog. It just
I've never had three
he
dogs
cooed over
at one
continually.
Time.
Was that the one that you kept getting pictures of?
No. I've never had three
this
dogs
dog
at a time.
Vanished out of thin air.
What was his name?
Her name. Coco.
You do know
I remember,
oh, I remember Coco.
Coco. Oh, okay. Wow.
It was a miniature version of this other thing you've got.
Other thing I have. A Doberman. Diesel, cover your ears. A Doberman. Well, we don't have time to get into about that dog right now. We don't have time.
Oh, I'm so concerned about this dog.
Actually, we don't have time for that. What we will
actually,
do.
Actually, we do have time.
I mean, didn't she go to Jersey with you?
What happened?
In the near future,
somebody?
In the near future, we will discuss that, you know. But right now, we have arrived at the near future. We don't want to discuss that. Listen, we love dogs. If you don't have a dog, get one or get someone.
Get with Chris. He will
get
be able
with Chris.
To hunt you one
he may give you one. But I don't. You know, on the really funny side, there's so many people today that, especially elderly, that are living by themselves, that a great companion for them, a well-behaved dog, is really a great companion. They bring a lot of joy and
behave,
fun.
That's important.
Yeah, behave is a good one. You may consider getting one for yourself or getting one for a family member. But if you can't find one, you can contact us. We can make something related for you on the torch.
We can make it happen.
Because we know one who has...
A few.
You could say a family of dogs. A pack. And
a pack, for sure.
And maybe we might be able to release one.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.